This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB Northern Ireland have launched a monthly podcast to discuss campaigning and breaking down barriers for people with sight loss. The first episode is called Disability is a Team Sport, and we're joined today by hosts Joe Kenny and Michal Smith to learn more about the podcast and what they're going to cover in the future. Hi Joe and Michal, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Amelia.
Hi Amelia, thanks for having us.
So why did you want to launch the podcast?
I love podcasts to start with. I mean, who doesn't love podcasts? I mean, there are people who don't like them, but I don't know who they are. I love podcasts. And so I thought, well, we thought collectively, I suppose, in Northern Ireland, that a podcast would be a great platform to allow us to get in and discuss some of the background, some of the context behind some of the campaign and work that we do in Northern Ireland and even wider across the UK. And a podcast gives you that space to just stop and just discuss it back and forth, me and Michal sort of go back and forth between each other, trying to get behind, why does it matter to people with sight loss? Why does this thing matter? We'll talk about a few more of the key campaigns later on, but I work in PR and comms, and you sometimes get caught up with, we're saying this today, we're saying that tomorrow, but why are we saying it? And what is it? And how does it really affect the lives of blind and partially sighted people?
Yeah. And I think as well, what you said, Joe, I like you, I'd be a fan of podcasts. It seems to have replaced music in my ears and my car. I think both our approach is to try and keep it light and conversational as well. So I think that when I listen to a podcast about football, for example, it might replace going down to the pub and chatting to your friends about it, which I no longer do because I've moved cities and everything. But, you know, it is like being part of a conversation about something that is important to you and having it in an accessible way. I think we're doing that all right. So yeah, hopefully we can continue that way.
Absolutely. And you've released your first episode. Can you tell us some of the highlights?
In an attempt to be organized, we have got a schedule, but believe it or not, there is a plan. We're going to look at different topics each month. It's going out on a monthly basis. So this first one is really trying to introduce myself and Michal as who we are and why we're doing it and what we do in RNIB. And then we interviewed our country director, Robert Shilliday, but he was able to discuss a little more. Michal works in the campaign policy team and could talk a lot about that, as you will hear. Robert Shilliday is great at then giving a bit more of the overall context of what does RNIB do in Northern Ireland. And I suppose that was the point of the first episode, was if you haven't heard of RNIB before or you haven't encountered us before, what do we do in Northern Ireland? What support do we offer and how do you reach us? And that was the point of the first one, I think.
Yeah, and also maybe to take some of the loadedness out of the term campaigning, which I think we often find is a bit of a barrier to getting people involved. And we're trying to take some of the anxiety away from it. Because if people think of campaigning, they think, okay, I'm going to be marching, I'm going to be waving the banner, I'm going to be shouting the odds and waving my fist. And it's not that at all. It's about raising your voice and making sure that your voice is heard and stood up for. That's the key function of my role in RNIB, and it's the part that I really enjoy most.
And what are you excited to cover, or who are you excited to have on in upcoming episodes?
I'm glad you asked me that, because the next one we're going to focus on health and health services and barriers to that health service that we all rely on so much. So we have Mike Farrer, who's the permanent secretary in the health department over here in Northern Ireland. We're going to discuss basically the barriers to health if you're a blind person living in Northern Ireland, the effect of the Windsor framework on RNIB support in Northern Ireland compared to the rest of GB. That's a real issue over here. So it's a real subject of great interest. And that's something we would like to get into. We'd also like to discuss Christmas and our products and advice centre. That's a massive, some of these people love to hear about that. And that's worth getting into as well around, I suppose, November time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm particularly keen on hearing from some of our campaigners. And so we have a number of local campaign groups that campaign on a regional basis. So there's campaigns groups in Belfast and Bangor, Coleraine, Ballymena. We also have issues-based campaigns groups. So there's a recently established Charles Bonnet Syndrome Action Group, which I'm really excited about. And I'd love for us to be able to get members of those groups in to talk about what's brought them into the campaigns field and maybe to attract other people into it as well. So that's an exciting part of it. And I think as well, you know, maybe we could broaden it out to kind of issues that don't just affect Northern Ireland. So, for example, a massive problem here is rural transport poverty. And I know that affects Scotland hugely. So there's a lot of read across for our experiences here that we could share.
And how do you hope people feel at the end of listening to an episode?
Myself and Micheál, we have great crack, I think, when we're just talking with each other in the office, etc. And we want to try to bring a little bit of that to the podcast. So it's dealing with serious issues, stuff that really matters, but in a conversational, to make it a bit more accessible for everyone. You don't have to be really into politics to talk about politics. You know, this is accessible for everybody. And I think what I'd like people to take away from it is a deeper understanding of what the work RNAB is doing right now, to feel as if it's for them, that they can engage and everybody can get involved in whatever way they feel that they can.
What I look for in a podcast is to come away from it a little bit more informed and a little bit entertained. And if we can do that, I think we'll be doing our job.
Absolutely.
And listeners are able to submit ideas for topics and give you folks feedback. How can people do that?
Well, I have a dream that I go into work one day and there's like about, you know, 50 emails from people going, I want to hear this and I want to hear that and I want to hear less of the other. That would be my dream. And we're going to get there one day. I think email is the best way to get in touch with us. And as I say on the podcast, the best email I suppose to use is rnibni@rnib.org.uk. And if you want to speak to Micheál and the campaigns team in Northern Ireland, they have their own email address. That's campaignsni@rnib.org.uk. That's probably the best way to reach us. And also the Northern Ireland social media channels. Just look for RNIB Northern Ireland on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all them lovely places.
Yeah, indeed. And if any of the things that we discuss raise kind of questions for you, our policy and campaigns team have myself, Colm Delaney, Mary Alice Clancy, Paula Beattie. We've got some experts in the different fields and we'd be really happy to respond to any queries that you have arising from the different discussions. But like Joe says, we would love to hear from people about ideas or things to chat about, maybe even if they wanted to suggest possible guests or, you know, be kind of gentle and mildly critical. I'm all right with that, but you know, as newbies to this field, I don't want to go home crying every afternoon.
Hopefully people will be nothing but lovely. But where can people find the podcast and give it a listen?
The amazing thing is through Connect Radio, we've got a massive range of podcasts that people can listen to and access on their phones and tablets and whatever. The usual places on on Spotify, on through Apple Podcasts. Basically anywhere you get your podcast, that's where we will be. So just search for RNIBNI or RNIB or whatever search terms you want and you'll find us. Well, you can then follow and subscribe, and the podcast will be going out monthly. So at the moment the kind of schedule seems to be around about the last day or two of the month. You can expect the next one. So we're working towards the next end of September date.
Well, thank you so much, Joe Kenny and Micheál Smith, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Amelia. Thanks, everyone.